Was this your doing? Was this your doing?
What do you mean?
Did you really, really like Colin?
Of course we did.
Did you suggest the trade?
We talked about it after last night. We debrief and we look at our board and we see who's sticking out there okay, let's make something happen here.
What was it about him that made you feel that way when you watched him over this past year?
Landon is just he is just the consummate football player. This guy is smart. He's tough. He's physical. He carries himself like a pro since the day he really got there at Alabama. One of the best interviews at the Combine that we've had. This guy is going to bring an attitude, a maturity to our not only the defensive backfield, but to the whole defense. This guy will be a leader for us. And he was that for Alabama, and we think he could do the same thing for us.
What was it about the interview that impressed you?
He just had an air of confidence about him. Very mature. He blew us away with talking about the football aspects of it, because that's what we do. We talked to him a little bit, and then we put him on the film. And he was he blew us away with his total package of just his personality, his maturity, his confidence, and then his knowledge of football.
The X's and O's stuff.
Yep.
The theme has been, speaking to Jerry and both and Tom, that he felt like he was going to go in the first round with his mm-hmm. little chip on the shoulder there. Did you sense that at all? Or?
Yeah, this guy has been a highly publicized, highly decorated player from high school all the way through Alabama, and this year in the draft, a lot of the mock drafts had him really high. I'm sure he felt he was worthy of being a first-round pick. And after last night, I don't know if you guys saw his tweet last night, which basically said he's not going to let that define him not getting taken in the first round. We talked to him about that, and this guy is coming to prove that he's the best safety in the draft and one of the best football players in this draft, no matter where he gets taken.
Why didn't he fall, do you think?
Just circumstances. I can't answer that. I would think that this label of him just being a box safety, some people may have got scared away. He didn't blow anybody away at the combine with some of the gym numbers, which, again, scares teams away. But if you go back to the tape and just watch this guy and take his whole body of work into account, we felt he was first round worthy.
I know you go over a lot of situations, even like you said, crazy ones, ridiculous ones, whatever. Was this one that you really thought had a chance of unfolding this way, or is this one of the ones that you almost consider on the
No, throughout the week, he was almost he'll be going. You kind of think in your mind, all right, second round, who's going to be around, and you discount certain guys, you just kind of put them out the way, and he was one of those guys we just kind of, okay, he'll be gone. So we weren't really thinking he'd be around second go round.
Did you have him as a first round pick?
He was up there. Yeah, he was in our first row.
When you see a safety with 103 tackles, I mean, is he just that active, or is it being funneled to him, or?
No. I mean, if you know anything about Alabama, they got some other talented players, so they're not funneling it just to him. He gets to the football. He's got excellent instincts. And he's aggressive running to the ball. And, for a safety, those are key elements. You got to see it, and then you got to react to it. Some guys can see it, and they don't want to react to it. Some guys can't see it, and then they can start going once they finally do see it. But this guy sees it fast, and he reacts fast, and he goes aggressively to the ball. And that's why he has so many tackles, and he's always involved. The way they use him, he plays everywhere in their defense. I mean, he knows where to line up. He gets everybody else lined up. And he just has a nose for the football.
Tom talked about how he was, I think he used the word, anxious to get a defensive guy. how do you kind of view it? I mean, obviously, you're sort of looking at it different, more even from a bigger picture personnel standpoint.
Yeah. Coach, he wants everybody. So we got to stick to the board. We got to stick to what we do. And we meet and we talk about things for a reason. And we rank the guys and stack them for a reason. And he wants a pass rusher. He wants this. So we'll get the best players up there.
You talked about a bunch of guys being available here at the beginning of this day that you guys really liked. Were most of those defensive guys?
Yeah, sure. There's some defensive guys.